Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a fascinating man, someone who has discipline beyond any of our understanding, has really done a terrific job on that. We're going to get into that in a bit, but Jonathan Bonessi, originally from Southampton, New York, I believe, and I'm not too far from him. If I'm wrong, he'll correct me, but you could see him on Naked and Afraid XL, and that you could see him on the 24th of May to start with, and every time after that. But from Naked and Afraid XL, Jonathan Bonessi, welcome.
How you doing, man?
Well, listen, thrilled to have you here. And if you can, give us a little bit of your background. How did you get to this point? How do you get to the point of being featured on this? And this is a harrowing experience for most people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, I've always been into the outdoors and survival and bushcraft, stuff like that. You know, I've gone on a few trips myself before the show even existed, doing things similar to it. And I kind of just threw in an application and, you know, it just kind of snowballed from there. It all happened so fast. All of a sudden, I'm naked in the jungle and I don't even know how I got there.
Yeah. Well, were there any moments where you were like, wow, this is a mistake. Maybe I shouldn't have done it. Maybe I shouldn't have gone this far. But you got through it. Obviously, you're here to tell the story. Were there any moments?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it came in waves. It would be like, you know, I'd get excited and feel it ready, and then I'd watch the show or I'd hear something, and I'd kind of just start breathing heavy to myself and just have these waves of anxiety. And then even when the plane, up until the day we left, you know, you're still kind of thinking to yourself, you're looking around, this is a totally, you know, alien place to me. And, you know, I'm about to be completely exposed, but, you know, I couldn't turn back at that point, so you just had to get into it.
Well, if you don't mind, give us a tiny bit of your history. We know you're a Long Islander, and we're proud of you. I mean, to get through this, this is something. I mean, this is no joke. This is serious stuff. But what's in your background that would point to you being able to do this? I mean, this is something that 99.9% of the people would never even attempt to do or try to do. What's in your history that points to this?
Honestly, I know it sounds a little weird, you know, but I was a chef for a long time.
Yep.
And, you know, it was just the, you know, working under pressure and having to be precise. And, you know, when you're in the middle of that dinner rush, you know, I don't know if you've ever done any of that kind of work, but, you know, you're in the middle of a dinner rush and there's nothing you can do about it. You got to finish it regardless. You can't, or you got to quit. So, you know, if you want to do anything, you just gotta do it. So, I mean, it's not traditional outdoor background that I have. You know, I'm from Long Island. I've done a little hunting upstate here and there, you know, and a lot of camping, stuff like that. But, you know, I had a lot of book knowledge on survivalist things and bushcraft and some practice. But, you know, it's really the mental game is almost 100% of it out there. It's, you know, the bushcraft and camping, you know, and outdoor stuff is pretty easy. It's more the intensity of it is what makes it so difficult.
You know, it's interesting. You said your background as a chef helped you in this. I used to own a couple of restaurants in my 20s and nightclubs primarily, but they were restaurants to start with. And the thing is that you're right. When you have that lunch rush, dinner rush, there's no net. You know, you've got to get it out. You've got to complete it. You've got to survive. And it's a rush. It's you know, you got to get it out there or quit. Right? Leave. You can't just leave. You just can't leave in the middle of the rush. You got to get through it. But what else was there? What about the preparation for food and so forth? What do you have to do? Explain what you had to do to somebody who's never seen the show.
All right. So the preparation I did was a little, I mean, everybody tries to pack on as much weight as possible just to have some reserves. So I did that, you know, I put on about maybe 30 pounds from my normal weight. I'm a skinny guy. So, you know, putting on 30 pounds was difficult for me, but the last week before I left, I actually started fasting, this was another little kitchen trick I used to do, even though you're around food all the time there, but you got to get used to operating on almost no calories. So, you know, if you're eating a lot and then you leave, you're going to be hurting when you're not eating for a couple of days. You know, going one day, you know, 24 hours without food is hard enough, and going multiple days is near impossible when you think about it. You can live, but you're not going to be feeling good. But, you know, I wanted to get myself used to operating in harsh conditions with no calories in me. So I would go to work and not eat. You know, I would try and do a 24-hour fast here and there, but most of the time I would just eat once a day. And I did lose a little bit of the weight I packed on doing that, but I think it definitely was worth it, because once the hunger really hit, I kind of knew what was coming, and it didn't really affect me mentally as bad.
Are you spoiling anything if you tell us what you were eating on a daily basis?
I can give you, you know, vague stuff.
Yeah.
It was, you know, but it, you know, there was some fish, there's bugs. You know, there was not much plant life out there in Africa at the time. You know, it was summertime over there when we filmed, and it was pretty desolate in that respect. And, you know, but just anything that you can eat that doesn't make you sick, you try it. So, you know, you'd be surprised. You're sticking all kinds of leaves in your mouth, and anything green you see, you try to eat it, and, you know, and see what happens. You get so desperate at any point, you'll eat anything.
Yeah, what's the experience done for you? Obviously, you're going to get a lot of attention, but I imagine it's got to be, you got to have an epiphany out there somewhere, or it's got to be a pivot point in your life. What's happened to you since this, mentally, emotionally? Where are you as a person? Are you a different person? Do you see yourself as this was just an episode in your life? Was this a major departure from where you were heading? Where do you describe yourself mentally and emotionally after this experience?
Oh man, that's a great question. It's you know, because the whole thing's so surreal when you get out and you get home. It's like it seems like it was a year ago, and it gets blurrier and blurrier. But it definitely affects you mentally. It's as far as like dealing with stress. You know, there's nothing really that happens in my normal life that can compare to that anymore. And you know, it's so like little things that used to get to you, it doesn't even affect you anymore. And like when you do get yourself into a, you know, into a hard day at work, or you have to really crank, it's just not that bad, honestly. It's like, well, at least I got shoes on right now, you know.
Yeah, well, listen, congratulations, Jonathan. Give us a website, a social media site that people could follow along with what you're doing.
You can follow me on Facebook. I'm not huge in social media, but I do keep updated on there. So my Facebook is John Bonessi. It's JonBonessi. You can add me on there, and there's links to my Instagram on there. And yeah.
Hey, we're proud of you. I'm a Long Islander, and you know, I'm cheering you on every step of the way and beyond this. So congratulations on everything good that's happening, and thank you very much for being here.
Hey, I really appreciate you calling me. Thank you.
Jonathan Bonessi, everyone, has been our very special guest. Naked and Afraid XL, and he is a Long Island guy. He's from Southampton, and I'll tell you what, I don't know if he still works as a chef, but he's going to look at food much much differently than he ever did before. But, it's just, this is one of those things where not everyone can do, and not everyone would want to. I don't know if I want to do it at 53 years old at this point. Maybe when I was younger, I would have enjoyed the experience and so forth. But you know, you see if you had to get through it, or you'd like to know that if you were ever put in those situations, that you can get through it. You know, it makes you appreciate your our military and those folks that have been out there and just you know, have been forced to do this to survive, not for a show, not for a contest, but for real life type situations, or other folks that are out there rescuing people and so forth. But Jonathan Bonessi is part of Naked and Afraid XL, and did a terrific job. He lived to tell about it. And it is, it's got to be the experience of a lifetime for him. And like I said, he's a Long Islander, and folks out here, you know, on the East End especially. I'm in Rocky Point, and Jonathan's in Southampton, really not that tremendously far from me, but didn't get to go too much into his background, but certainly we're cheering him on. Any Long Islander that's getting some national attention, I've got to be happy for, and he sounds like a terrific guy, and lived off of bugs and grass and, you know, any kind of plants that he could find in Africa during this experience. And check him out, Naked and Afraid XL. You'll be able to see it streaming, and if you don't catch it live, but it is it's fascinating. It's a fascinating concept, and I think people get into it, especially if there's one of our own there. Long Islander Jonathan Bonesi is going to get a tremendous amount of attention for this. Frank McKay signing off. Jonathan Bonesi has been our very special guest. And again, he's one of our 52 players. We'll see you next time on 52 Players.